This is the Grow Your Clinic podcast from Clinic Mastery. We help progressive health professionals to lead inspired teams, transform client experiences, and build clinics for good. Now, it's time to grow your clinic.
Welcome back to another episode of the Grow Your Clinic podcast. My name is Jack O'Brien, your host, and we have a returning guest joining us today. It's not very often that we'll extend the invite for a returner, but this gentleman is a dear friend of mine, friend of Clinic Mastery, and I'm sure for those who are users of his product, you would absolutely love him too. I'd love to welcome back to the podcast, Hooten Mohseni. How are you, Hooten?
Good, thank you very much, Jack. Very happy to be here.
That's awesome, mate. Really glad to have you back. For listeners who aren't familiar, Hooten was on the podcast back in the early days. You'd probably have to scroll back to about episode 10 to find Hooten. And Hooten is the founder and CEO of Clinic Apps, which is an absolutely brilliant communication tool that can plug into your practice management software. Hooten, do you want to tell us in a nutshell how you describe Clinic Apps usually?
Yeah, we are an automation platform. We are trying to automate most of the tasks that happen inside a clinic that do not really need a human being to do them, like data entries and initiating communications, like sending out emails and SMSs and reminding other people. Those kind of tasks that usually are being handled by admin staff or are a burden on clinic owners, we are trying to automate most of those so practitioners can do what they are best at.
Awesome. And it's been a game changer for our clinic personally and for the hundreds of clinic owners that we've worked with that are using Clinic Apps. It really does. It automates a lot of the repetitive processes so that A, nothing gets missed, B, it frees up your team to do more of the human engagements and interactions. And so we're huge fans of Clinic Apps over here at Clinic Mastery. But Hooten, for those who are unfamiliar with you personally, I've got a couple of rapid fire questions that we haven't covered previously, some icebreakers, if you will. Are you ready?
Sure thing.
All right, number one, what are you reading or learning right now?
I'm reading a lot about scale up. It's the phase we are at. We have a lot of clients at the moment, but still I need to figure out how to expand this to a much, much larger system. So that's one thing that I'm reading a lot about. The other thing that is I'm really interested in these days is forensic psychology, which my wife is dragging me into it. And it's every night when I go home, she tells me, oh, read this part and do that. So that's also another thing that is on top of mind.
Oh, that's fascinating. So you can tell if someone's a serial killer or not.
Yeah, it's digging deeper into their brains and understanding how they're thinking and what kind of psychological things are happening inside them and what kind of backgrounds have pushed them towards that way of thinking and behaving, which is fascinating because those people are also human beings and you see how they can be derailed easily. It's just a fun read for me, but it's really fun. It's interesting.
Okay. Interesting. I love it. Thank you. Number two, who inspires you?
I can say everyone. It's I definitely cannot say one person. One of the fields that I'm really interested in is new philosophies that are based on statistical analysis and those kind of things, which there are many people in that area that are interested. I'm really interested in. But other than that, everyone. So I feel that most people do some things that are really good and I try to learn from them.
I love it. Number three, what did you want to be growing up?
I really don't know. When I was 15, 16 years old, I knew that I'm good at math, but I knew that I could beat those people who are good at science because I could learn science easily. So I decided to choose to go to veterinary science because that was a field that I could see myself being very successful. But you know, the world changed so much, so I'm not what I thought. I thought I'm gonna be a vet, but I studied it, but
yeah,
totally changed field.
Interesting, mate. And what's a motto that you live by these days?
I really don't know.
No.
I don't know what's the motto.
No, that's all right. That's all right. So one that I've observed that it seems like you live by is move fast and break things from Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Yeah, that's a very good one. It was definitely at the time that I was building Clinic Apps, I was in search of making sure that all the products that we are shooting out are getting market traction and are correct products. We were in that thinking, but to be honest with you, that thinking has changed a little bit at the moment, and we are more into quality these days. So there are three things that we are doing in Clinic Apps this year. First thing is security, then growth, then quality. So I was thinking like that in the past, and I still think starting up to a couple of $1 million, it should be like that. But after that, quality matters more. Again, if I want to start a new company, I will definitely go back to that mentality. But for companies that grow larger than a certain size, quality becomes more important.
That's awesome, man. It's a really interesting insight. This is a little bit off the plan, but tell me, I know you're involved in a couple of different companies. How do you go then wearing those different hats and at one point in time thinking, all right, we've got to move fast, we've got to challenge the status quo and really push ahead versus then change gears into quality and security and growth? How do you balance the tension between the two?
I think I've become a bit old and I have experienced different phases of different companies at different stages.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having two kids, one of them, one of them 5 years old, another one who is 15.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot behave the same way that you play with your 5 years old and the way that you interact with your 15. This is the same thing. It's different companies are at different stages and they need different mentality and different mindset when you are looking at them. I have the experience of working as a strategy consultant for very, very large organizations like BHP Billiton or Telstra, which they are playing in a total different arena. Yeah, being involved in multi-million dollar companies and startups and different things. So I think that has given me a bit of experience to see that the same mentality doesn't work for different stages of companies.
Yeah, it's a good observation, mate. Thank you for that insight. The child analogy really makes a lot of sense. So I think there, even just in that, there's probably some good learnings. I'm thinking about listeners who are clinic owners and what's the key takeaway that you can consider? Maybe you've got different clinic locations and one is growing faster than the other or different sizes. So there's definitely some practical applications in that. Hutan, I've got a couple of quick topics that I want us to cover today. I'd love to delve into some of the newer features of Clinic Apps and really how you're pushing ahead, what people might not realize that Clinic Apps does. As well as that, you get such a brilliant perspective on the healthcare climate in general. And I'm really interested in your insights on trends and what you see as client experiences that clinics are doing. So firstly, can you give us the update or the overview on what's been recent additions into the Clinic Apps ecosystem?
Yes, so one area that we started focusing on was data entry and surveys and questionnaires that clinics use. We started that with our patient forms. So initially the idea was just being intake forms. So it adds a lot of value to the clinic because it reduces a lot of data entry on the admin stack. Everyone can go paperless. And the thinking was like that. But then people started using it as outcome measurement surveys. And then that was really good. And we got some clients from all around. Some of them we are providing the service to them for free. And they are doing research based on different methods that they are using in their clinic, using our system, because our system can automate and can send different surveys based on different treatment note triggers or different appointment types and all those kind of things. They can define the survey that is going out for each one of the patients or each type of treatment differently.
Right.
So we are getting a lot of interesting results out of that. And those people who are using our patient forms, almost everyone who's using our patient form, they're using it for intake. Mm-hmm. But for outcome measurement, we are seeing, I'm really interested in that area that patient forms are being used. Also, people are using that for making the recalls more sophisticated. So, for example, 6 months or 3 weeks or 2 weeks after someone is discharged from the clinic, they're sending out a survey and asking how you're going. Based on the answers that people give to them, they are sending different recall messages, which is very relevant to the answers that people are giving, or based on pain levels or those kind of things, which is also very interesting. And the other part of this data entry is definitely the kiosk that we've created that people can have in their clinic. So the philosophy there is not that to eliminate receptionists. Mm-hmm. Definitely those smaller clinics that want to have a reception, cannot afford a receptionist, can have the kiosk as a standalone system. But our thinking is that someone who is at forefront of the clinic when a patient walks in, they need to be, you know, experience manager. They shouldn't be data entry people.
Yeah.
So it's much better to have a human chat with someone compared to just asking their details and doing data entry. So we created that kiosk there too. But very recently we have created a new feature, which Jack, you know very well.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to phone management system. What we realized was that managing phone calls in clinics, especially outgoing phone calls, is not very easy. People are using spreadsheets and color coding them, putting notes over there, and those spreadsheets become very, very long after a while, and managing them becomes very difficult, especially for those clinics that have multiple locations and multiple staff and different staff or need to make different phone calls. Keeping track of each phone call is very difficult using a spreadsheet. So we have created a good product. So far, we're getting fantastic feedback from it. Makes everything much easier. People don't need to leave their practice management software to go to another place and manage the phone calls. Each phone call is coming on their screen at the right time, and they know who they need to call. All the information that they need is over there. All the history is there and everything. So that's the recent product that we have launched. We are seeing a fantastic traction there, and many people are using it, and it has liberated them from using those lengthy and ugly spreadsheets that were there. We are planning a lot on this feature. As you know, one other thing that we are doing is patient satisfaction surveys. Mm-hmm. and a very high demand feature that we are getting requests for almost every day is how can I pass these feedbacks that I'm getting to each practitioner. So that very soon will be part of that system that we are adding on top of the PMS, that instantly, as soon as someone gives a feedback to a practitioner, the practitioner is receiving it as a notification. They can see the satisfaction level and also the comments from the patient that has given them any kind of feedback. And definitely we have a dashboard for that, and people can check that via dashboard. But that live feedback that practitioners will get is very good added value, because honestly, what we're seeing from our clients, what we're seeing is that most of the feedbacks are very, very positive feedbacks. And it boosts to each practitioner while they're treating every day, they're seeing a couple of nice feedbacks and nice comments from people. And also when they are negative, they can definitely work on that and see those instantly before the patient comes back for the next time, so they can address that. That is also being added to that feature, which I think is quite cool.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And I think as I listen to some of those new features, I'm really excited, and I'm seeing in the clinics that we're working with inside the academy get remarkable results when they use these opportunities. But really what Clinic Apps is evolving into, it seems, is it's a full practice integration and automation, where you've got on the front end those intake forms and patient forms easing the burden for your admin team, or what we like to call client experience officers, CEOs. You've got intake forms and kiosks helping that element of your team. And then the phone management system and the NPS feedback, it's really bringing that front and center for our practitioners. So no longer is Clinic Apps just a business owner tool that happens behind the scenes, but it's front and center for the whole team. Is that right?
That's right. What we want to help clinics to run their practice easier and smoother. It really doesn't matter who the user is. So for some features, it needs to be only open to the practice manager, because they don't want to bother the staff with those features. Some things like our recall systems and reminder systems and follow-up systems and patient education systems, all of these can happen in the background, and something can be set up and automatically notifications can be sent to the patients and also referrers of the clinic. But some other features affect front line of the clinic, and we are more than happy to provide those features.
It's awesome, mate. And having it front and center for the practitioners mean that they can manage those phone calls. And really what we're talking about here is making sure things don't slip through the cracks. Perhaps I know a lot of clinics are printing out recall lists and clients without upcoming appointments, and things slip through the cracks, especially if there's multiple team members involved. So what this does is it centralizes data so that it keeps it in front and center for each user. And Hooten, do practitioners need to learn a whole new platform and learn Clinic Apps? Where do these phone pop-ups and NPS pop-ups happen?
Not at all. So there will be just a very tiny icon floating on their screen. If they are using any practice management software, it will just float on top of the screen, so they don't even need to go anywhere else. And each phone is coming like a ticket on that screen, and they can just see all the information that they need over there, the script, phone number that they need to make the call, and also the history. So for example, the other person has already made this phone call, but they have written a note that it needs to be followed up, and now someone else is picking it up. They can see that history. They don't need to go into the back end of the system and create all of those things. All they see is just the icon with some tickets coming that this phone call needs your attention. And they can just click on it. All the information that they need is right over there in front of them, and they can just make the phone call with fully informed. So they don't need to learn anything about backend.
Awesome. And not only is all the information there visible for them, but they can then, practitioners can feed information back. Is that right? In terms of the outcome of that call, any notes, etc.
Exactly. That's very true. So they can definitely do that.
Amazing. So firstly, thank you for all the work that you do for us as clinic owners. I know that all of our Business Academy members absolutely love and rave about Clinic Apps. Hooten, if we just zoom out a little bit, and you get to see a whole different perspective on how clinics are approaching client experience delivery, what are some trends or perhaps some cutting edge ideas that you see in the healthcare delivery space?
One thing that I'm seeing, especially here in Australia, is a lot of consolidation that is happening. 2-3 years back when I started, especially in allied health, we didn't have that much larger companies starting to by smaller practices. But these days, I'm seeing a lot of them happening around. And what that shows me is that if someone is getting their patient journey and patient experience correctly, they can make those clinics much more successful than those people who are not getting it 100% right. And these clinics that learn how to do this can easily expand and teach it to other people and pass it on to other people by, and it is happening in different ways. It is happening by purchase, by licensing and franchising, and many different ways. That is the main trend that I'm seeing, at least here in Australia. We are observing a lot of that behavior that is happening. And also, one other thing is that we are seeing that practitioners and clinic owners are becoming a little bit more tech savvy. Initially, when I was starting, we had many clinics that had, for example, desktop-based software. We see almost everyone is now moving towards cloud. So that is a very good trend that we are seeing, because technology can liberate human beings from doing repetitive tasks and making sure that they can do what they're best at, instead of doing a lot of work that is not really adding that much value. So another thing is mobility is increasing. Okay. Many clinics are launching systems that they send, so their staff are constantly on the move. And it is happening in two ways. Staff are on the move between different locations of the same clinic to attract different patients from different geographies. And also home-based treatment, we are seeing a lot of that also happening, which makes us feel that we definitely need to create some features for those people who are in that area, because the need for that is increasing.
Yeah, right. That's interesting, mate. And thank you for sharing your perspective. It's quite a unique opportunity that you have and the number of clinics that you're working with. So I'm sure there's some interesting insights and some concepts that will get clinic owners thinking about, well, what opportunities are there for me when it comes to mobility and multi-site or home visits. So that's incredible, mate. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. If clinic owners were interested in checking out a little bit more about clinic apps, seeing some of those newer features, maybe giving it a go if they haven't tried it previously, what's the best website for people to check out clinic apps, Hutan?
Go to clinicapps.com. Many of the things that we do, they are impossible to just have them on our website. It needs a bit more explanation. So please just click the chat button, have a chat with us, book a demo with us. We are more than happy to help you to first show you what can be done. And especially because each clinic is different, we can show you how automation can help your specific clinic with specific needs. That's the most important thing. But yeah, clinicapps.com is where to go.
Awesome. And that's clinic with a Q, ladies and gentlemen. So CLINIQApps.com. We'll link that up over in the show notes at clinicmastery.com/podcast. We'll make sure that's all appropriately linked up. And if listeners, you're interested, over at clinicmastery.com/clinicapps-course, we've got a 6-part series there to help you get started with clinic apps and work with the amazing team at clinic apps. It's part of our bread and butter that we help clinics really implement clinic apps so that they can automate some of those patient communications and transform their client experiences. But we certainly would encourage and recommend that you head over to clinicapps.com, sign up, have a chat with them, and work out how you can customize it for your clinic. It really will transform your client experiences and enable you to amplify your impact. Hutan, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Been incredibly insightful and educational on all the latest updates, mate. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Grow Your Clinic podcast. As we mentioned, head over to clinicmastery.com/podcast for all the links, show notes, and the opportunity to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to bring you another episode again really soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Grow Your Clinic podcast. To find out more about past episodes or how we can help you, head to www.clinicmastery.com/podcast. And please remember to rate and review us on your podcast player of choice. See you on the next episode.